What to see in Santo Domingo in one day? If you're enjoying a holiday at our Princess Hotels in Punta Cana and have a day with nothing planned, don't miss the opportunity to visit Santo Domingo, the oldest city in the Americas and a gem full of history, culture, and Caribbean flavor. Just a two-hour drive away, this is the ideal getaway if what you're looking for is an authentic, adaptable experience that is as far as you can get from organized excursions with tight schedules. Renting a car gives you complete freedom to plan your route, stop whenever you want, and immerse yourself at your own pace in the best that the Dominican capital has to offer. Here's our idea of a perfect itinerary that will allow you to make the most of a day in Santo Domingo. In the morning, Cueva de las Maravillas. Start your day early by leaving Punta Cana and heading to Santo Domingo. On the way, make a mandatory stop at the Cueva de las Maravillas, Cave of Wonders, located near La Romana, about 45 minutes from Punta Cana Airport. This natural space is home to caves full of stalactites, stalagmites, and Taino cave paintings. You can also take a tour of a very interesting archaeological park. The tour lasts approximately 1 hour and is a spectacular way to start the day surrounded by nature and mystery. Don't forget to wear comfortable shoes and a light jacket, as it gets cool inside. Midday, the Colonial District, the historic heart of Santo Domingo. After leaving the cave, continue on your way to the Colonial District of Santo Domingo, declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. This area is the soul of the city and will transport you back in time with its cobbled streets, colorful colonial houses and historic buildings. Here you can visit the Cathedral of Santo Domingo, considered the first cathedral built on the continent. The Alcázar de Colón, residence of Christopher Columbus' son, Diego Columbus, now converted into a museum. The Monastery of San Francisco, colonial ruins with a small archaeological museum. Calle El Conde, a pedestrian street full of shops, crafts and a vibrant atmosphere. You can also take a stroll along the Paseo Las Tablas, next to the Ozama River, which is ideal for taking photos and relaxing before lunch. The Colonial District offers a range of lunch options to suit all tastes. If you're looking for something typical, try La Flor de España, traditional Dominican dishes such as the famous bandera, with a colonial ambience and good service. El Quisquiano, Creole food in a welcoming setting. Café Manuela, a more contemporary, casual option, ideal if you prefer something light or vegetarian. But if you would prefer something trendier, or a fusion of traditional and contemporary styles, we recommend two must-see stops that are a little further out from the historic center but easy to include on your route to or from Punta Cana. Pata Palo, located opposite the Alcázar Colón, Pata Palo is one of Santo Domingo's most renowned restaurants, particularly for its fusion of Dominican cuisine and international influences. Its rustic yet elegant ambience with pata de palo wood decor, hence the name, creates the perfect setting for savoring innovative dishes based on fresh local ingredients. The specialties include goat au vin, goat stew, rice with prawns, and their star dessert, dulce de leche with crunchy coconut. The perfect choice if you're looking for quality, flavor, and a beautiful place to take a break before continuing with your day. Maraca, another culinary gem is Maraca, a Caribbean restaurant with Brazilian and Caribbean influences, ideal for lovers of tropical flavors. With a relaxed ambience and inspiring decor, this place offers colorful dishes with plenty of personality. Highlights here include tropical salads, kazabi with green banana hummus, white fish or tuna ceviche, and their famous coconut and curry rice. This is an excellent choice if you're looking for something light, fresh, and different without sacrificing authentic Caribbean flavor. In the afternoon. After lunch, it's time to think about gifts to take home. In Santo Domingo, you'll find excellent options for acquiring authentic souvenirs. Mercado Modelo, the city's most famous market, offers handicrafts, jewelry, leather goods, tobacco, and Dominican rum. Finelli Art Center, unique pieces by local artists. National Art Gallery, designer products with a Dominican identity. Click here to find out more about the best souvenirs of Punta Cana. Before finishing your route, stop off at the Cacao Experience, a unique experience dedicated to Dominican cocoa and chocolate. Located on Calle de los Demás, this interactive museum takes you on a journey through the history of cocoa in the Dominican Republic, its production process, and its cultural and economic importance. This is a unique experience in which you can also create your own chocolate bar, an ideal plan for chocolate lovers and an original way to take home a gourmet souvenir. And don't leave without trying coconut or Memmi ice cream at a local ice cream parlor, or picking up a bottle of Barcello or Brugal, two of the country's iconic brands of rum. Practical advice for your express visit to Santo Domingo. Rent a car in advance and make sure you have GPS or a good internet connection for navigation. Bring cash, especially for markets, small museums, and tolls, as many only accept cash. Wear comfortable clothing and sunscreen, especially if you plan on doing a lot of walking. Avoid rush hour in Santo Domingo, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., so you don't get stuck in traffic. One day may not seem like much, but with a little planning, it's more than enough time to discover the essentials of this fascinating city. From our beaches in Punta Cana to the cobbled streets of the Colonial District, we invite you to discover everything Santo Domingo has to offer. And remember, you can always come back. This destination has a lot more waiting to be discovered. Ready for your urban adventure? We look forward to seeing you here at Princess Hotels in Punta Cana, where you can always dream of new experiences.